Welcome to Female Empowered, a podcast for female fitness and wellness professionals and business owners looking for real talk about the ins and outs of the industry. I'm Krista Gurka, an accidental entrepreneur turned founder and CEO of a multi-million dollar health and wellness business. In this podcast, I'll be sharing expert insights and having real conversations about what it means to show up, thrive, and of course, get paid. We'll talk about what works, what doesn't, and what really happens behind the scenes of a client-based business, all so you can take away sound advice and actionable steps that help you become a more successful and confident business owner, all on your own terms. So let's dive in. This episode of Female Empowered Podcast is brought to you by our Beyond the Movement Inner Circle, my high-touch mastermind for female boutique fitness, wellness, and healthcare entrepreneurs. The Inner Circle helps women who have already reached six figures in their business and are ready to grow to $250,000 in revenue and beyond by creating a team and stepping back from the day-to-day grind of running their business without sacrificing their salary. And that is really the most important part. So I'm going to say that again. These women are ready to grow to multiple six figures and beyond by growing a team that allows them as business owners to step back from the day-to-day operations without sacrificing their salary. Inner Circle members run Pilates studios, concierge healthcare practices like cash-based physical therapy clinics, yoga studios, and gym owners and more. And all of them know one thing: the growth of their business is directly dependent on growing the right team that will step up so they as business owners can step back from the day-to-day operations. In order to really have the freedom you once wanted when you created your business, you have to create the structure. And the struggle really is finding the right people, getting them in the right seats, doing the right jobs so that you feel safe and secure enough as the owner to step back. A lot of our clients come to us saying, I know I need to start delegating. I know I need to step back to get myself off the schedule, but I am petrified to even think about that. It seems like such a huge hurdle to overcome. You don't even know really where to start. Does this sound like something you've been going through? Other clients come to us having the right team in place and the right systems, but they're having a really, really hard time letting go of control and really delegating because of their own inner limiting beliefs. So, inside the Inner Circle, we really help all of our business owners with three simple things. Number one, structure. We help women create the right structure in their business so that they can have the freedom that they want outside of their business. Number two, systems. These are creating the right processes that are going to drive your business, optimize the outcomes, and improve automation so that you can really step back from the day-to-day operations of the business. And number three, strategy. What is the right strategy that is going to increase your profit while maintaining a business that is sustainable for the long run? The current investment of Inner Circle is $900 a month for 12 months. And yes, it does require an application. In order to get on the wait list, go ahead and visit www.kristagurka.com/mentorship so you can get to the front of the line when we reopen enrollment. All right. We let our wait list members get first dibs and the 2 to 3 spots that we open each quarter. I really hope you join. If you have any questions, you can feel free to DM me over on Instagram. And now let's get into today's show. Well, hello there. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Female Empowered. I am your host, Krista Gurka. And today, I'm just going to get this episode, this topic, I'm just going to throw it out down right at the beginning of January, at the beginning of 2023, because it is something that we all, or at least many people that listen to this podcast, many people that I associate with, many people that I come across in business, and to be honest, in life, it's all about perfectionism. And it's why in 2022, I made the decision and really committed to ditching perfectionism, and why I really believe that in 2023, one of my missions is to get as many people on board with a ditching perfectionism train as possible. So I hope you'll listen to this episode and take away some tips on how to do that. I guess if you're not a perfectionist and you're like, dude, I'm good. I throw things out all the time without them being perfect. I don't care about perfect. Then maybe this isn't the episode for you. And then also maybe I'd love to chat with you because I'd love to know the inner workings of your brain. But one of the things that I started noticing, a lot of this I started noticing with my journey in therapy, like mental health therapy, counseling. And also as I started to really dive into all of the like personality assessments, like if you've been following me, you know, I talk about them all the time. I've done literally almost every single one that I know of. Sacred Money Archetype, Human Design, Enneagram, Myers-Briggs, Strength Finders, Fascination Index, Colby. Is there another one? Anyways, I've done them all. I've done a lot of them because I'm always super curious and uber curious about how to improve myself, how to live happier, healthier. And really, I'm just, I hope this doesn't make me like narcissistic, but I'm always wondering like, who am I really? So one of the things that I started noticing was that my perfectionism wasn't just about maintaining high standards. Okay. When I grew up, I was rewarded with perfectionism. I mean, I was rewarded by being perfect. So what I mean is like, I was given validation. I was given praise by being perfect. And I think a lot of people that grew up in the 80s, in the 70s and 80s might resonate with that because our parents certainly were not helping us with our homework. And so getting good grades, put your head down, work hard, do this, like that was what was rewarded back then. All right. So, but what I realized as I got older was every time perfectionism kind of reared its ugly head, it was really more coming from a place of deep fear of judgment, fear of failure, and not really actually failing, but having other people watch me fail and judge me for that failure. All right. What if someone woke up the next day and judged me because of my social media post, that I was lacking in work or I didn't have the best, you know, toe point during one of the Pilates exercises, or I demonstrated a physical therapy technique that someone was like, ugh, that's not really good. And so people, again, so stupid, like people that I don't even know on the internet, and somehow I was going to let somebody else's opinion of me that I don't even know through social media dictate what I put out into the world. And so I just played it safe. I never took risks. All right. I never explored anything outside of my comfort zone. I mean, I am the type of person that goes to a restaurant and orders the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. All right. I, for the longest time, like I had the same lunch forever, turkey sandwich and potato chips. All right. That's what I had for lunch forever and ever and ever. I can't even remember. I mean, it was probably years that I was eating that for lunch. And I just stayed narrow. And if you actually look back on when I started creating content for Pilates in the Grove and for the Krista Gurka brand, I played it really, really safe. And I've had a lot of friends and colleagues mention to me over the last like 2 years how they feel like I've really stepped into more being my authentic self, and my message has changed and my approach to content has changed. And I think a lot of that has come from being more comfortable with who I am, trying to attract people that will resonate with my message and the way that I teach and the way that I speak and the way that I, you know, just the things that align with me, right? And so I've started little by little kind of going outside my comfort zone, which is really difficult. But over time, I have started to make my comfort zone just kind of bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's allowed me the opportunity to stop scrambling every single day to live up to other people's expectations, afraid to use my own voice. And you know, really, if I'm honest, like what the worst part of it is that nobody whose opinion really mattered to me ever judged me. And I think that this goes a long way if you're feeling judged and you don't want to put something out there that's not perfect. And I would challenge you to say, to really deep dive as to what is the meaning behind your perfectionism. Is it really for fear of judgment, fear of someone thinking that you're not good enough? And I have two things that I'm going to tell you. Number one, people that really care about you won't ever judge you like that. So number one, and then why do you care about anyone that doesn't care about you? Why do you care about their opinion? And then number two, I'm going to be very honest with you. Nobody gives a shit. Everyone is so wrapped up in their own bullshit that nobody is looking at you that in depth. I'm not joking. We think we judge things way more harshly on ourselves than anybody else is looking at us because they're so wrapped up in their own head. All right. So the expectations I imagined others had for me were just that. They were imaginary expectations. Nobody gave a shit. Nobody really cared. And to be honest, you don't really know what's going on behind closed doors in someone else's life. Okay. So perfectionism can be the very thing that is actually holding you back from being the best version of yourself. So you think that you being a perfectionist is allowing you to be the best version of yourself. But I'm going to challenge that. And I'm going to say, I think perfectionism is actually holding you back from being the best version of yourself. Okay. And here are some things that I really want to throw out there about perfectionism and the myths of perfectionism and what they really are versus what we perceive them to be. So we think perfectionism is having high standards and raising our game, but it doesn't raise our game. Okay. It doesn't make you better. Rather, it keeps you stuck. Sticking in your comfort zone, afraid to take chances and fail, is one of the biggest things that's going to stifle innovation and stifle growth for you personally, as well as for in your business. All right. You feel, I mean, let me not assume, I'm going to use myself. So I used to feel that if I just stayed in my comfort zone, I could control everything because it's my comfort zone. I know how to feel that way. I know how to do things that way. I didn't have to sit in the emotions of being uncomfortable. And thus I could avoid shame, blame, and judgment by others. I was in control. But it was keeping me stuck because it would take weeks, months, years for me to launch something or put it out there in the world because I was like, oh, it's not right. Good enough. It's not right. Now, I'm not saying you should just throw, you know, caution to the wind and see what sticks, et cetera, et cetera. There is planning and stuff that's involved, but done is good enough. All right. And this brings us to like the next thing that I like to talk about when it comes to perfection is good enough. 80% is good enough. Done is better than perfect. Okay. Whatever other cliches you want to use. Okay. Perfectionism is the thief of progress. The same way they say comparison is the thief of joy. Perfectionism is the thief of progress because you waiting for it to be perfect is actually doing a disservice to the community, to your clients, to the potential people out there that need what you are selling. Okay. I once listened to a podcast, maybe on YouTube. I can't recall directly, and I can't recall who it is. So I apologize, but I do just remember this phrase. It wasn't me. I didn't make it up. He called it, he was giving a speech to business. And it, so maybe it was a TED talk. I don't remember, but he called it Getmo. And it stands for good enough to move on. So now a lot of times when we have business initiatives or we have an executive meeting at Pilates in the Grove, or we're creating content or a platform or an initiative, we'll be like, is it Getmo? Is it good enough to move on? Yes, no. Okay, we're going to move on. And that's how we kind of know, again, 80% is good enough. It doesn't have to be perfect. It really does not have to be perfect. It doesn't help our team, our health, or any of our personal relationships to strive for perfection. That does not mean you can't strive to have high standards. That's not what I'm saying. But perfectionism does not exist. And so when you constantly are pushing, it really can affect your health and personal relationships with friends, with your partners, with parents, with children, with siblings. I've definitely come to understand how much I started pushing my children to be better, to be brighter, to take more risks, to be more perfect. And I realized, as I started going through therapy and unpacking a lot of this stuff, is that I was putting unnecessary pressure on them. And what I was creating in my children, specifically my oldest son, who unfortunately didn't get a great therapy version of me because it started after he was, a little bit older, was by me trying to get him to be more perfect, what instead I created was someone who was afraid to take a lot of risks because he was afraid of failing. Because he would come home and he'd say, oh, I got a C on this, or I got to be minus. And I'd say, well, why didn't you get an A? Like, I mean, what a horrible thing. Instead of saying, that's amazing. Great job. A B is a great grade. Okay. It's above average. So yes, should we strive to do the best we possibly can? Yes. But that also has to come internally. All right. It has to come from ourselves internally. All right. The other thing perfectionism does, it really does a disservice to our clients and our community. A business that isn't open isn't making money. A product or a service that isn't launched isn't helping the community. A business that isn't running can't be profitable. A business that isn't spending money can't have greater impact and thus help more people in the community, get more people doing Pilates, get more people living the life they desire and deserve, feeling better in their bodies. So perfectionism, while you think it's trying to be perfect to help others, it's actually doing them a disservice. Okay? Because people need what you have right now, right at this very moment. And if your business isn't open yet because you're worried about how well good your logo looks or how beautiful your website looks, you are actually doing yourself, your business, your community a disservice. People need what you have to offer right now, not 6 months from now. Now, I read a lot of books. I read a lot of Brené Brown, and she talks a lot about perfectionism. And she talks about how it's not healthy achievement and growth. What it really is a shield, a heavy, heavy suit of armor that protects us from being judged, from feeling shame, instead of dropping that ton of armor and allowing us to be able to fly. Okay. When we're wearing all that armor and it's weighing us down, we aren't able to show up as our true, our authentic self and attract the people that need our services, need who we are, the way that we deliver our services, whether that be our team, whether that be our family, whether that be your clients, whether that be colleagues, Okay. There's other people looking to you for help, for guidance. So one of the things that I really worked on in 2021 and 2022 was just showing up as authentically as I possibly could show up. Planning, preparing, and then putting things out in the universe and sticking with them rather than giving up and saying, oh, that's not perfect. I have to take it back to the drawing board and doing it better. No, let's stick with it. Maybe tweak it a little bit. All right. We tell our clients all the time, your teaser doesn't have to be perfect for you to do Pilates, right? Your bridge or your hip openers do not have to be perfect for you to get improved mobility in your hips and back. We strive for progress. We teach our clients this. So let's have some grace for ourselves and realize like perfectionism is really just procrastination in disguise. Our way of putting off being judged by other people. So if this resonates with you, I am going to challenge you. Every time you're holding back on putting something out there in your business, you know, I challenge you to think this year, is this me being afraid of being judged? And if you can, just hit send, press play, hit record, whatever it is, if you can just try to put that in the back burner. And if it's even, Krista said, done is better than perfect. Done is better than perfect. Imperfect action is better than no action at all. There's 1,000 cliches, all right? But in 2023, let's commit to each other that we're going to ditch perfectionism and procrastination and work together to have a greater impact in our communities. How about it? Are you ready to take that pledge with me? Are you ready to commit to ditching perfectionism with me? If you are, I'd love for you to DM me over on Instagram. Maybe take a screenshot of listening to this podcast and tag me over on Instagram and hashtag I'm in, or I'm making up this hashtag right now, ditching perfectionism. All right, let's start a trend. Ditching perfectionism 2023. All right, the more the merrier, right? There's power in teams. So that's all I have for you. It's a nice, short, quick little episode today, but really, really powerful. And it had such an impact on me being able to really turn the corner when it comes to this. All right. Well, I hope you took something from this. I hope it resonated with you. And until next time, my friends, bye for now. Hey there. Thanks so much for listening today. But before you go, could I ask you to take a minute? Okay, so maybe like 2 minutes, and leave me an honest review about the podcast. It really does help me get this podcast in front of more women in healthcare, wellness, and fitness, and also really lets me know that I'm actually sharing information you all like to listen to. Thanks again, and catch you all on the next episode.